Hey everyone, I hope you're doing well today. Again, happy 2024. Look, on Solutions with Anna Donahue today, it's show number 3, all surrounding the topic of identity. You need to tune into the first 2 shows where I had my daughter and I on, and I mean, some powerful revelations came out. But today, we're bringing our guests on because they have powerful revelations as well. So right now, what I'm going to do is give their names, put little things on the screen, and then we'll start going into some testimonies. But for right now, this is Pastor Joy Jones, women's pastor and co-pastor of the Young Adults Ministry at Victory Church, New Orleans, Louisiana. And beside her is Felicia Pierce, and she's on the support staff of Mary's Song Restoration Center. I'll make sure and get that on the screen as we go throughout the show. But I am pumped, huh, Hannah? Now, Hannah, we did the first 2 shows, so she's going to just sit and enjoy, but I'm pumped to have these guys on, and we're going to get into a little bit of their background, and then we're going to go through a little more bullet points of this book on identity. Pastor Joy. Now, if you hear me saying just Joy or even Joy Bell, that's just me. I've known her for a long time. That's my little term of endearment because I love this girl and her husband and her family. But so, Pastor Joy, why don't you start, like, how did we get you and how do we know you? And give us a little bit of your journey of maybe a before Christ and an after Christ.
Okay, well, I've been at Victory for 10 years. I met Miss Anna there and took a lot of Bible classes with her. Actually, her class was my first Bible class.
Yeah.
That's a story for a different day. But over the top. You know, I grew up in church. My mom raised us, me and my sisters, in church. And I got older and the foundation was there.
Yeah.
But for me, I strayed away from the Lord. That's not everybody's story, but I did. And kind of strayed right into myself. Just, I was very self-consumed.
That's a funny line. You strayed, but into yourself. But I really get that. Yeah.
And so in that, everything is about you.
Yeah.
Every thought, every intention, every action, everything, it was centered around myself. And so I found myself just consumed with myself and how I looked and how I dressed and, you know, what people thought about me. And that just became the definition of who I was. I attached myself to that.
Wow.
And it was deep.
Wow.
And so when I gave my life to the Lord in 2013, I got saved at Beyond the Grave. We do this play in the church called Beyond the Grave. The Lord took me on this journey. You know, I had just finished nursing school at the time. It was in 2013. I graduated from nursing school. So for me, I was like, okay, great. I'm graduating and now I'm a nurse.
Oh.
So I finally, because that was just my dream for so long, even from when I was younger. Graduated from nursing school. Then I signed up for Bible college because I was hungry. But it really wasn't any intent for ministry or nothing like that. Just wanted to grow with the Lord. And so I signed up for Bible college. I just finished nursing school, working in the hospital. And I was excited to just be in the field and like do what I always dreamed of doing. And
sure.
Then the Lord, as I dived in my word, the Lord began to speak to me, you know, about his plan and his purpose and his destiny for my life. And really, it was different from what I thought. So
It didn't line up yet.
And so the Lord began to speak to me, you know, about his plans for my life. And I was just kind of like, wait, but I'm a nurse. Because that's who I was, you know. And he shifted. He shifted. We fought. It was a battle.
Yeah.
It was a battle. I'm not going to say it was easy because it was not.
Correct.
I fought with the Lord, you know, because I was like, why did you put me into nursing school? And this is what you wanted me to do. My whole entire life was wrapped up in it. And I was working part-time, and then they would come and say, hey, come work full-time. And I'm like, okay, I'll pray about it. And then I would pray, and the Lord's like, no. And that happened like 2-3 times. And I was, by the third time, I was like angry with God. We had a serious conversation. And I was like, hold up, Lord.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
And then he just began to speak to me. Like, this is one, that's not the source of your provision. I am.
Okay, pause, because you're bringing up some strong stuff. God started to speak to you. And so at that moment, it's starting to dawn on you, well, maybe, of course it's great to go to school. Of course it was great to get that education. But something deeper was taking place in you. And I like what you just said. So number one, what did he say? I don't want to put words in your mouth. That nursing, can you elaborate on that?
The first thing he told me was that my source of provision was not for my nursing license. Mm. He told me that he was my source. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't work while we were in school, so, mm-hmm. while I was in school. So financially, we were drowning. Mm-hmm. So everything in me, I'm like, cool, got it. I graduated, got it. We're going to be on top. I'm going to do it.
Yep.
And he's like,
Wow.
No.
Wow.
And then he's like, and this is not even who you are. Let me show you who you are.
Oh.
And that rocked my world. Because then that's when he started speaking to me about my name. That's a whole other story, but yeah.
So you had a little bit of a wrestling match at first. And
Definitely. Then
finally, would you say you just surrendered to it and then he's then able to get in? Can you give us a little bit of that? Because I think of someone out there who's saying, I like my job. And like, so how does that identity thing start to speak life to you?
Well, I definitely don't want people to feel like they have to just give up your whole entire career and your dreams. This is what the Lord spoke to me personally.
Very good.
You know, so this, I had firm confirmation from the Lord multiple times.
Okay.
This is what I want you to do with your life. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, I begin to feel a shift in my heart.
I would
be at work and it kind of felt different.
There we go.
And I would start to feel a tug toward more of the things of God, toward more ministry. And I found myself longing for those things. I would wake up in the morning. That's the first thing I thought about. I would go to sleep at night and my desires, you could just feel that shift happening. And so I started praying about it because I was like, Lord, what is this?
Yes.
Because it was just different. You know?
Yes.
It wasn't. And I was just like, what is this? And so he began to speak to me and he told me that this is what he wanted me to do in my life.
Come on.
And so I never liked my name growing up. I just felt like it just didn't match who I was, which at the time it didn't. I was a totally different person when I was younger. I felt like it just didn't have any sass to it or whatever. So I just was like, my mom should name me Ashley or something. I don't know. No slight sashes. I have multiple Ashley friends. But at the time, I didn't really like my name. So I got saved, fast forward, and the Lord, around this time, probably was around 2016, where he began to speak to me when he like put the wool mac on me about my, you know, about my name, like where my, the purpose for his plan for my life.
See?
And so he came in and I had experienced the joy of the Lord for the first time. And it was crazy. And I remember laying on the floor at church and the Lord just gave me this serious download about who he called me to be and who he created me to be before I was even a thought.
That's right.
And he told me that, one, that his joy, that there was presence in there was joy in his presence. And so when people meet me and encounter me, that this is why he named me Joy.
Oh,
because
my
I was supposed
goodness.
To be a carrier That's of good. His presence. And so from there, I was just like, first of all, I got convicted because I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, I'm so sorry. Forgive me for not even... You know what I mean? Like taking it for granted. And then I felt such a security at that moment in who I was. I was confident in who the Lord designed me to be because I'm like, got it. You said I'm a carrier of your presence. Oh, that's who I am. I don't need to do anything else. I don't have to. So now when stuff comes, when the world comes with their stuff, oh no, this is what you need to do. This is who you are.
See?
It literally deflected
because
I was so assured. It almost comes off as a cockiness, but really, I mean, he ingrained it in me.
Exactly.
I was so sure about who I was. It didn't matter what people said.
See.
You know, I remember in 2020 when all the, you know, racial stuff just went to a roar between that and COVID, you know, really, one of those points in this book, we're talking about you having a new identity and having a brand new race. And so for me, naturally,
joy.
I have a black skin. You know, but I don't identify, black power and black girl magic. And no, I have Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
The DNA, my DNA is like literally the DNA of Jesus. Like I have the blood of Jesus blowing through my veins. And so going into this 2024, it's election year. You know, all the more, you have to have a firm foundation on who you are in the Lord, because if not, that stuff's going to come and it's going to attach yourself and you're going to be shaken.
Yeah. I'm going to get to Felicia in a minute, but I got to stop you on something. This is so powerful. Who knows? Only God. Had you stayed in nursing alone, which I don't want to take away from the work. We need to honor that you worked hard.
Yes.
You never know. You might not have gone into the depths of Christ with these revelations, literally from joy, the name, to who Christ is in you, to your solid now, no matter what. Because I always say this, if you don't know who you are, someone's waiting to tell you.
Definitely.
They're waiting to put a label on you, a defining something on you. Hey, it might be great, but what if it's not? If you don't know what she's describing, it's like a pit. You will fall into the pit, and that will become you.
Yeah.
That's huge, Pastor Joy. How about, let's hand the microphone to Felicia. Felicia, I met Felicia, you were in Mary's Song.
Yes.
Define that for us, for our audience, especially the out-of-staters who don't know what Mary's Song is and what it's done for you. And then tell us a little bit about your journey, about identity before Christ and then after.
I'm so thankful to be here to be able to share. Mary's Song is a woman's restoration center. It's not a rehab because it's more than a rehab. Yeah. We're not there to get clean and sober or this or that. We're there to let the Lord love us to his identity, to who we are. Because when we, everybody's story is different. And so with that being said, when we come to Mary's Song, we live on campus. We're in the womb of Jesus. You know, mercy in Hebrew means womb. So we are protected. We are loved. We are ministered to. We go to church as a community, as the disciples did with Jesus. It's a group of women that the Lord has personally picked out and said, here, you're mine,
so good.
Come here, and I have a new life for you. And that's what happened with me. So with that being said, I was 61 years old, and the Lord is just hilarious because they stopped taking people at 55. So praise the Lord. I'm it's hilarious now because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And there for the longest time, I'm like, I wonder if I'm just laughing because I'm like, no, it's because I'm so happy. I'm so excited about who I am. I was lost for all of my life. Hmm. I was raised in demonic relationships growing up. They even changed the pronunciation of my name. They we were in a religious it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, so I was identified from a very young age by what others wanted me to be. And so with that, I was not raised up in any Christian environment, even though I knew something was different. Mm-hmm. Nothing, the devil could not get me all the way. Mm. There was something in me that just would rise up and say, I don't know what's going on, but I'm not satisfied here. Mm. And so I would continue. I was just, that warring. And I'm like, I would go to a different. I went to all churches. I read all about. I went to every. And I'm like, I was searching. Mm. And so with that being said, it's like, finally, when I gave up. I finally gave up. I said, okay, Lord, you know what? I believe that there's another way, but I can't do it.
Right,
And so I just can't do it. But I believe that there's a you.
Yeah. That's neat.
I believe there's a you because in me, the yearning, I was created for that yearning. And I knew that it was there, but I said, Lord, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. So I just say, boop. And I just, I went through this episode of I threw my phones out the door. I was like walking around downtown Baton Rouge. I ended up in a mental institution. I'm like, you gonna show up? Or it's not.
Wow.
And he did. So I had an interview with Mary's Song from a behavioral health. And so the Lord accepted me. And so I went to Mary's Song, went the whole year, graduated. And so that's how that went.
Super, super.
Yes.
I like that you share that prior to Christ, other people did try to identify you then, right?
Absolutely.
Felicia, they labeled you.
Yes, yes. I got labeled as, I was just like my mother, which got murdered at a very young.
Oh,
she was murdered. You're just like her. So, and she married a bunch of, so it's like, okay, I'm like her. And then you're no good because, of course, the things that I was choosing to do, mm-hmm. And just, you're never going to amount to anything. You're worthless. And so with all of that being said, it takes a toll on our mind. That's where I really had a shift.
Yes.
When I got to Mary's Song, we do contracts, learning about who Christ is so that we can become more like him. And there was a contract there, the battlefield of the mind. Mm-hmm. It changed my life forever. Mm-hmm. When I found out, oh my gosh,
That's a lie.
See?
I have been deceived.
Wow.
And these people were helping that deception.
I know. That's,
you know.
That's
and
thing.
So with that, once the truth hit, though, I'm like, oh, that's it. Yeah. That's it. There's no chance anymore. I got you. I know you're a liar. And I know that now this is the truth.
Oh, so
no
good.
Matter what's here, I don't even, it's not about emotions, about feelings. It's not about what I think.
Right.
It's about the truth.
So
and
good.
Over time, that is outweighing the other.
Well, I was just going to say, and I appreciate that, and then we'll start going to a couple of our numbers that we had in our mini books. A powerful truth, I shared it on either show one or show two. What Christ did at the cross trumps anything that you may have done, that may have been done to you.
Yeah.
We don't we use those things now.
Yeah.
Would you say you use it as a stepping stone?
Absolutely.
Or maybe to impart to someone else,
yes.
I've done that, I've been there, let me tell you the roadblock, the whole bit. But you got to know that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stuck, can't forgive yourself, so-and-so keeps telling you and reminding you, thank you very much,
thank
of what you
right.
did.
That's right.
And you're trying to say, but I'm changed now. Get deep.
Mm-hmm.
Get deep.
Yes.
Get deep. And who God says you are, live from that point.
Yes.
And boy, your life will never be the same, really.
Never.
I've got some bullet points. You'll see on the other shows that Hannah and I went through a couple, and they have outlined which ones really spoke to them. I'm going to have them share on that a little bit as we are now going toward kind of the ending of show three, but not really, but like we're in the middle. I do that to pace ourselves. So, okay, Pastor Joy, you had number three. If you could kind of read that and elaborate on that for a little bit for our audience. It's again, we're identifying how God sees us. So go ahead on that if you don't mind.
Okay, number three says, in Christ, you have a new identity. The moment you accept Jesus, you have a whole new identity. The moment you accepted Christ, you walked out of Adam and walked into Christ. So I love that contrast. Just being, I mean, you know, Adam failed.
Yeah.
He failed. And so from that, we all took that on.
Yeah.
That's who we identify with. But I love how we leave that and walk straight into Christ. And now Christ lives on the inside of us. And from that, we're new creations. Mm-hmm. That just spoke volumes to me because it took the shame off.
Wow.
It took the guilt off, and it really took a load off.
Mm.
I felt like, okay, now I don't have to work it. I don't have to strive. I don't have, because Christ did it. Like he did it. It was, the pressure comes off. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
The pressure comes off.
Performance driven.
Yes.
Because I used to be. I know.
I don't have to do it anymore. I get off that hamster wheel.
Ooh.
You know, and I walk into Christ.
Come on.
And it says, in Christ, you are a brand new race, which I kind of talked about earlier.
Yeah, that's powerful,
just being,
Joy.
It is powerful. It is. And I wish more people would have that revelation.
Yeah.
The high school I went to, it was an all-black school, Xavier Prep in New Orleans.
Mm.
And one thing that they were huge on was just black excellence. And for me, and it was all-girls school. So it was very, you have to be prim and proper. This is how a lady is supposed to act. And this is how a black woman should be. And not that there's a place for some
right.
of those things.
Right.
But it was almost like this is, because this defines you.
Huh.
So if you don't line up with that, you're kind of off.
Yeah, instead of being driven by the Holy Ghost or the Spirit-led living, it's works and performance.
Yes.
Hey, if you do great, we love you, but if you miss the mark,
So I feel like, I mean, maybe that's something that you're battling with, You want to make sure, because of who you are now in Christ, if you're in Christ, and I know you're getting that in the back of the book, having Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have to accept him first, and then the revelation comes of who you are, but you have a brand new race. Yeah. And so now we don't identify with our natural race. We identify with the race of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. This is who we are.
Yes.
This is who we are. And so it says, him, you are a brand new creation. In him, you're a brand new creation. You have a new nature, a new seed, a new DNA from God. Mm-hmm. And I love that part.
Yes.
Brand new DNA. So now, whenever, you get your blood test, you have the ancestry
test
and things
like
that. And not that, I mean, if you want to do that, no slight.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a new DNA when we accept Jesus into our life. And when this is now, my DNA bleeds Jesus.
Wow.
It bleeds the blood.
Joy.
The blood. And that's why we have all things in common, because we have Christ in common. This is why you're my sister in Christ.
Yeah.
This is why you're my sister in Christ, my brother in Christ, because we have the same DNA of Jesus.
Right.
You know,
we all believe so Jesus.
Yeah, we all believe Jesus. I love that.
Gosh.
Yeah, I love that. And so Ephesians 2:10 says, yeah. For we are God's masterpiece, his handiwork, mm-hmm. his workmanship, created anew in Christ Jesus. And the Passion, it says that we're his poetry.
Yes.
I love yes. that version. Yes. That wiped me out. It'll wipe me out. This is who you are. God created. Yeah. He craftily like designed you. We were intentional. Mm-hmm. You know, he was intentional when he created us, and he yeah. created us anew. In Christ Jesus. The word created in that passage is the same word used in Genesis 1:1, where God created the heavens and the earth. He used that same creative power to fashion our new spirit. Mm. And for me, this is so, I love that scripture because it's exactly what the Lord did in my life. Mm-hmm. Like he took me from out of one way of living into his way of living and then showed me this is the better way.
Wow.
And this is the way that this was my original intent for you. Mm-hmm. That was whenever he created us, love Genesis, this was his original design for mankind.
Indeed.
And that's our nature. That's who we are. That's the essence of who we are.
Gosh.
I remember the pastor came not a couple weeks, I guess it was about a month or so ago, Rick Shelton.
Yeah.
And he talked, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. wiped me out, talking about us being able, like the essence, the way the Lord strategically designed us. Whenever we're not operating that, we're almost operating against our nature.
Exactly.
You know? And so I
That's again, I could stop the show.
I know.
Because that's all so rich.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Felicia, let's hear your take, because you also had written down, I had the girls write some PowerPoints that really jumped out at them. You also said number 3 jumped out at you. Why don't you can reread it if you like, or just something that really spoke to you out of number 3.
You know, whenever I look at the new identity, I had a revelation not so long ago, and I wrote a blog, and I'm
okay. People find the blog? Or?
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. I'll have it on the website.
I'll send it to
okay.
you.
Okay. Super.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was, at the time, had been asked and then was asked to write the blog. And so the Holy Spirit's like, why don't you write it on what I've been dealing with you? And he's been dealing with me about, I've been needing to cross over a little bit more to go deeper with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so, because there's always more. And so I want more. I desire more. And so with that, I said, okay, Lord, what's up with that? And so what he did was he showed me, you know, some of these thoughts and ways that I thought before still weren't gone. They were still here.
Yeah.
They were still like the Rubik's Cube. There was still some stuff back here that, oh, it's all good until it's not.
Yes.
And so, and all that had to do with my belief system and who I really was, mm-hmm. who I really am, and who I'm going to always be with Christ. That can't be taken away.
You're hitting on a powerful truth, because what you believe, you live.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
So you had to get that belief.
I did. And I was in a place, Donna, to where I was like, I mean, Anna, Donahue, excuse me, to where
I've had people say Donna Anahue, so don't worry.
Yeah.
We're all good. I answered anything.
Amen. So what happened was, it was like I was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And for the life of me, I just was like, what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? And so with just time with the Lord and with another good friend of mine that counseled me and the Word, I was able to come to the realization that I had to let him sever that umbilical cord from my past life, because you know, there was parts of me that still wanted to hang on. You know, it had become familiar for so many years.
I was just thinking it was familiar.
And it was familiar spirits, and it was familiarity that you know, I really didn't recognize until the Holy Spirit brought it to my attention.
Wow.
And he said to me, are you willing to let me sever that umbilical cord, because I want to attach it to the throne of grace? So now my umbilical cord is attached to the throne of grace, where my Father's love, grace, and mercy just shows out every day.
I want to interrupt here again, and then we'll have 2 more points and we'll close out the show. You can tell both women have had to do what we call deep dive into. They're walking in some violent, in a good way, truth. Felicia, let me ask you, are you just great?
absolutely not. On one hand, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
On one hand, yes.
On the
because
Christ
his
part,
mercies are new every morning.
I know it.
And so, you know, but the Lord goes before us.
Yeah.
And so there's
You've
that
had
grace.
To dig, though? Have you had to dig?
Oh, dig. That's I've had to dig. And, you know, it was like, okay, it's all good until it's like, do I want to go deeper?
Yeah.
Do I really want to know who I am in Christ? Do I really want to go further than, you know, do I want him to have these pieces that have been hidden for so many years, that I've held on to so many years? And I can't have a split personality anymore. Wow. A split identity.
Exactly. Wow. You are in Christ.
I want the fullness of who Christ is in me, the hope of glory.
Goodness gracious.
And to do that, then we have to dig.
Yeah.
And I'll have to do it again.
Yeah.
It's not one and two times. It is, I think, to some degree, you know, thank you, Jesus, that I'm getting the revelation. But he has so much more that we can't even begin to even have all the realization. You know, I'm 2 years into it, so I'm still a baby Christian.
Think about it. 2 years into it, you'd think that she's been studying the Word of God. Camera people are like shaking their head, like forever. Yeah. It's very impressive. It's very sharp.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to speed it up. I want you to each do your other 2 points, and then we're going to close out in prayer. Because again, I said this on each show, I could go forever on this stuff, but I know.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can. Meaning, I don't. Perhaps you can. How's that?
Yeah. Wow.
But I want to keep your attention, Pastor Joy. You had number 16. If you could just give a little bit on that.
Okay.
And then Felicia, number 9, and we're going to close it out. So hang in there with us. This stuff is good. What do you see on number 16 that jumped out at you?
Well, number 16 says that you're a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9 says you are a royal priesthood. You have immediate access to God. You don't need another human priest as a mediator. God himself provided the one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. And so that point where he talks about having that immediate access, for me, that was everything, because I have a tendency to be a little indecisive sometimes, you know, or unsure. I'll second guess sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so even like going back to what I was saying about my nursing job, whenever they're like, oh, let's work full time. Well, a normal person would just be like, oh, yes. But I was like, you know what, let me pray about it. Having that immediate access for me kept me grounded, because now I'm not swayed by what you think I should do or what you say, you know, but having, Lord, what are you saying? You know, being in tune and having that direct line, I love to call it. That's what it's like, a cell phone. You pick it up and you can immediately call God and have a conversation, you know, for that keeps me in perspective, and it's everything to me. It's part of who I am, and now I don't have to. When people are like, "Oh, let me tell you what the Lord." Not that you can't take a word,
I know what you're saying.
It gets
the bearing witness, the inner persuasion brought from God Himself.
Yes,
yeah, this is huge stuff.
Because being young, you can easily, you know, depend on that. Always constantly, like, what do you think? What do you say? You know, I have to watch myself as a pastor. You know, we pastor to young adults, and a lot of the girls are so young and they're so immature, and nothing's wrong with that.
I know.
Because you have to grow with God, and I teach them. I'm like, go to the Lord for yourself. Yes I can counsel you, you know, but what does God say? Like, whatever I'm saying, should he go pray and ask the Lord? Yes. You know, pray about what I'm telling you. You have direct access. You're a royal priest. You are a son. Going back to one of your shows, the children of God. Mm-hmm. If I'm as a child, I have direct access to my father. You know, I don't have to go through whoever to talk to my dad.
Isn't that amazing? Gosh,
so I just love that.
That's huge.
I call my daddy.
My concern right now, Felicia, we'll hand the mic to you. Some of the stuff's so darn good that if I don't want you to miss it.
Yeah.
Please re-listen. You know what? Do your dishes and it turns into podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do something that I always use the phrase, sit under the Word of God, an anointed Word of God.
Yes.
Felicia, real quickly, as we close out, you had number 9 on your, something that jumped out at you.
Yes. This book just really did change my life to a bigger level.
I'm
appreciate
so glad.
It. And I'm going to study on it for quite some time and share it.
Good.
With 9 here, we have, you are delivered.
Yes.
So coming from my background, delivered meant, oh my gosh, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not, you know, doing drugs or being promiscuous or whatever that looks like. What that looks like now to me, and it really just became a real revelation about when I was reading this.
No kidding.
God gave me a new revelation of what it really says right here, which is, I'm not delivered just from this,
yeah,
that. Yeah. I'm not delivered just from this. I'm not delivered. I am delivered from the darkness into his marvelous light. Yeah. Now, with that being said, I'm delivered from each and every health. I'm delivered from any temptation, everything. So that was huge for me, Anna.
Gosh.
It was huge. I love it. I love it. Let me read that scripture.
Yeah, read it. And I hope I don't want you to end too soon just because of time, because what you're saying is so revelational.
It hit me it was just like, bam.
Yeah.
And the Lord's like, yeah, that's my word. That's what it does. That's what I do. It gives you revelation. It jumps out at you whenever it's perfect time. And I'm like, so I put him in a box. Mm-hmm. I put him, I've read the scripture many times. I put him in a box. Oh, I'm delivered from this. I'm delivered from that. And no, delivered means delivered.
You are delivered.
Delivered. So therefore, I don't have to be like, oh, if I'm delivered from that, then something else might pop up later that I forgot to be delivered about. So it's like, whenever you're really delivered from the entire darkness.
Wow.
Wow, what a way to live and what a revelation to know who we are in Christ. So I'm gonna say the scripture. This is, I love it. It's Colossians 1, 13 and 14. And it says, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. He is my portion.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm his prize. Amen.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Folks, girls, I'm just so honored. Huh, Hannah? You were great. They are great. Again, just get these truths under your belt. These are powerful. And thank you, girls. Thank you all. Very honored to have you. Hey, let's join hands. Let's pray. You'd be surprised at some of the mail we get of someone. In fact, I'm even thinking, I won't dare say a name, but Precious from Houma. You wrote, you said you've been watching the show. You used the word delivered. Yeah. And grab this, keep grabbing it. Yeah. Oh, I get emotional. Yeah. So let me collect my thoughts. Praise the Lord. Father, for the watcher, the viewer, the podcast listener, God, ourselves, I feel edified again sitting at the table. Father, thank you. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. We are just like, I think, in awe of your continued faithfulness and who you have said we are. God, let it just go deeper. Like Felicia said, deeper, deeper. And like Joy said, oh, wait a minute. That doesn't define me, whatever that might be. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for anyone watching, as I said, anyone listening, let them go deeper. Father, I ask that anyone who doesn't know you cry out to know you. It's as simple as saying, Jesus, I need you. And you will come and you will change them. Like Joy said, you will show them from the foundations of the earth how you wired them to be who they are. We love you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Girls. Okay, folks, so look, if you haven't ever subscribed to the show, make sure you do. You'll never miss a show. We'd love for you to be on board. And perhaps that might include, maybe you can contribute some finances to keep us going. God provides all the time, but you know what he does? He uses people.
Yeah.
So maybe you're one of them. We would be honored. We'd love it. If you need to get the book, I'll send it to you. It's $8. It's a mini book. I feel, for me personally, I try to get a mini book out a year now. And it just seems to be an easy bite. I love thick books. I love them all. But just if you need the quick little, put it in your pocket. I carry this. God says you are with me in my Bible. Just for those great reminders, those great truths. So in the meantime, girls, we will sign off for now. Weren't they fabulous? I'm just real blessed. I just wish I didn't have to rush through due to time. But I'm very grateful. Very grateful. So in the meantime, we will see you on the next time we are meeting together on Solutions with Anna Donahue and all my guests. Amen.